Proclamation number 5551, dated the December 9th, 1952. Miracle work of the child Jesus. I want to teach you what you want to have clarified, for I want you to have the correct information first before you instruct your fellow human beings, which is the task of those of you who want to serve me. I want you to understand everything yourselves before you pass your knowledge on, for the other person is frequently not very patient. He desires an explanation, especially when he has doubts, and then you should also be able to provide it informatively. The problem of God's human manifestation in Jesus gives rise to most questions, because so far it has been explained such that it causes increasingly more confusion instead of illumination. My earthly existence as a human being did not differ in any way from that of other people. I just gave room to the development of love in my heart where others increased their selfish love, and instead of jivinkse, viscerad. The spark of love smolders in every human being's heart, but it can ignite into a bright flame just as it can be smothered. This, however, also differentiates people from each other, for love leaves its mark of divinity on everyone, whereas selfish love is my adversary's image who exalted himself and thus fell. Love is therefore the divine in a human being, which appears only as a very tiny spark at the start of earthly life but has a capacity to expand infinitely. The spark of love was already recognizable in the infant Jesus because the soul of light had embodied itself in the child, which indeed had left all of God's glories behind in the spiritual kingdom, yet not its love, and the strength of love expressed itself at times when the spiritual spark made contact with the eternal Father Spirit, which happens with every loving child. But in Jesus it was intended to be obvious to people so that they would believe in the divinity of the child Jesus. The working of the Spirit is not prevented in an infant like that. It just rarely, if ever, surfaces because the human being's intellect and free will first have to strive for the working of my Spirit themselves, which only consciously happens when he is old enough to make use of the intellect and will in freedom of thought. The explanation for the miracles of the child Jesus, for the unusual events, can only be found in the high degree of love, for Jesus' soul came from above. It was a soul of light and love which was then wrapped in a human form and also prevented from its hitherto unrestricted work and activity in order to do justice to its human external form. The infant Jesus possessed a high degree of love, yet the earthly human nature asserted itself to the world, that is, mine. His adversary also exercised his influence on this earthly human nature, since he was allowed to do so for the sake of the test of will. And then my spirit remained silent, for even the human being Jesus had to take this test of will, and the work of his soul's deification had to take place under the same conditions as with every other human being, albeit due to his love my spirit was and remained in him. Yet the highest degree of love had to be attained by the human being Jesus' own will, and therefore my spirit withdrew during these years. It did not insist and impel him, it allowed the human being Jesus complete freedom until, as a result of his intensified love, the ever-increasing abundance of my spirit manifested itself as wisdom and might, as outstanding knowledge and miracle working. The human being Jesus had been chosen for this mission since eternity. A supreme being of light descended to earth. One of my children, living in magnificence, started his earthly progress, and thus this soul already had to permeate the earthly form of the infant Jesus, and everything remarkable in his youth was entirely natural and understandable. Yet for people living in darkness equally incomprehensible, and so a cover was spread across the radiant light in later years and the actual mission began. The deification of an earthly human being by means of love. I was indeed at all times able to work through my spirit in the human being Jesus, for all conditions to do so were given. Yet for the sake of Jesus' mission everything divinely spiritual withdrew, and this mission was accomplished by him as a human being, who took his strength entirely from his active love, which was just as difficult for him to develop as for every other human being, because my adversary truly did not let his influence go to waste since, after all, Jesus' victory meant the adversary's defeat. But my adversary was unable to affect Jesus' free will, and this was wholly and completely aimed in my direction. And therefore he succeeded in accomplishing the work, for this all arose from his love for me. Love, however, is the strength which is stronger than death, and therefore he also defeated the one who had brought death into the world. Love was victorious and will remain so eternally. Amen.